MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Work to repair Roswell's largest water storage facility continues. During this week's Infrastructure Committee meeting, a city staff member said the rehabilitation of one of the two reservoir tanks might not be finished in June, which was the initial target date. The scope of the work is to clean, prepare, and apply new coating on the interiors and exteriors of both reservoirs. Built in the late 1960s, these tanks are approximately 210 feet in diameter and 24 feet tall. Once summer is over and water use drops along with the temperatures, the north tank will be emptied and repairs will start there, Senior Engineer James McCornack said on Wednesday. City Engineer Louis Nahar said the project has approximately $425,700 in additional change orders to date. And Eric Lewis Almager of Midland, Texas, was arrested on Wednesday after attempting to flee on foot from Hobbs police. Police eventually used a taser to subdue Almager and made the arrest. He is charged with battery on a peace officer, possession of fentanyl, both felonies, and resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer and as a fugitive from justice. He is also facing multiple other charges. In Roswell, there will be a free car seat fitting 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday at Tadpoles Daycare, 2205 North Atkinson in Roswell. Parents and caregivers should bring the car seat, the car, the manual, the vehicle manual, and the child should be present. In Artesia, community members who need help with food are invited to a free drive-through pop-up food distribution starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday at the Bulldog Bowl, 301 Bulldog Avenue in Artesia. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.